Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of my precious brothers and sisters. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. You know who I am, as little Millie calls me. I am Brother Torres. And it is my pleasure to be with you today to talk about Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. Let me remind everyone that tonight, in just a few hours, in 2 hours to be exact, we're going to be meeting for prayer. We have a half hour of instruction, Bible Institute training on the subject of prayer. And then after that half hour of instruction, we go into 1 hour of praying. Let me encourage you to join us tonight at 7 p.m. In fact, get on 5 minutes before. Get on at 6:55 p.m. We're looking at Isaiah 41:10, which reads, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Heavenly Father, again, we give you thanks. We come boldly to your table because we are your invited children. We have a right to sit at your table because Jesus purchased us with his blood. And you invite us to come, and we rush in as happy children coming to meet their Heavenly Father. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. Holy Spirit, have your way with this class. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of our series is Be Not Dismayed. Be not dismayed. We've already talked about fear not. You have nothing to fear. The scripture says, why should we not fear? Well, because God promises to be with us. But here in this section that says, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, that's the section that we're looking at for this week. Be not dismayed. What does the word dismayed mean? Well, to be dismayed is to see something coming your way, and that thing causing concern. For example, let's say if you are driving in your truck, you have a pickup truck, and you're driving, and you see a tornado coming your way. Oh, that's cause for dismay. That's cause for concern. If you see a twister drawing closer to you, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to take your truck and you're going to do a U-turn and you're going to hightail it out of there. You're going to try to outrun the twister because it's cause for concern. Seeing a twister ought to upset you. That's what the word dismay means. It means to unnerve, to unsettle, to alarm, to distress, to cause you to be upset, to rattle, to knock sideways, to throw you off balance, to throw you out of kilter, to throw you into great confusion. Can you imagine you walking in the woods? Here you are taking a nice stroll in the woods, and right up behind you comes a big black bear. Oh, that would cause some people, and let me not say some people, it would cause all people to become unnerved, unsettled, alarmed, distressed, upset, rattled. Yes, it would. Well, God tells us in his word that we are not to fear. We are not to be afraid. We are not to be scared. We're not to be terrified and petrified. And at the same time, he tells us in another word, don't be thrown into great confusion, which is the word dismay. Now, this word applies, as we're looking at it today, this word applies to church leaders. The Lord says to church leaders, be not dismayed. No matter what comes your way in ministry, don't allow it to knock you sideways. Don't allow it to throw you off balance. Don't allow it to throw you out of kilter. Don't allow it to throw you into confusion. Ministry has many, many, many surprises. You don't even see them coming. But when they do come, God says, do not be dismayed. Don't. Now, why should we not be dismayed? Well, because God says, I am thy God. In other words, he's the Almighty. He is the all-knowing. Listen to me. We know he's Almighty. So if a black bear shows up, you mean to tell me God can't deal with a black bear? Of course he can. Can God deal with a tornado? Of course he can. What is it that God can't handle is the question. And the answer is nothing. He can handle everything. God can handle every situation. God can handle every foe. God can handle every surprise. God can handle every curveball thrown your way, that life throws your way. Every curveball life throws your way, God can handle it. Every traumatic experience, God can handle it. Don't let it throw you off balance. Don't let a knock on the door throw you into great confusion. Don't let. Why? Because he says, I am thy God. I've got your back. I can handle anything that comes your way. I can handle tomorrow's surprises. I can handle tomorrow's heartache. I can handle tomorrow's bad news. That's what God is saying. Do not be dismayed. Why? Because I am thy God. I can handle it. Now, of course, if you're handling it on your own, then there's cause to be dismayed. If it's all on your shoulders, of course, there's reason to start crying. If it's all on you and you have to fight your way through the situation, then yes, I guess it's all over. Count me out. But because the battle is not yours but the Lord's, he says, don't be dismayed. Don't. Now, here's an example. In Joshua chapter 1, Joshua is taking over for Moses. And in this scripture text, in Joshua chapter 1, we want to be able to read all 9 verses in Joshua chapter 1. So open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. We're going to begin reading at verse 1, but the key verse is verse number 9. That's the key verse. We have to read all 8 to give it context. But the verse we want to land on and the verse we want to talk about is verse number 9, which is the key verse. So here is God telling leaders, do not be dismayed. Joshua 1:1.
The book of Joshua, chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness, and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong, and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Now, let's analyze this, these 9 verses, or several verses in these 9 verses. Let's look at verse 6. In verse 6, God says to Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Now, the word strong here has to do with mental strength. You got to be mentally strong. But good courage has to do with lion heart. You got to be lion-hearted. You got to be mentally strong, and you have to have the heart of a lion, the heart of a champion, the heart that never gives up. Then in verse number 7, God repeats the same thing. Only be thou strong and very courageous. You see, twice does God say, be strong, be mentally strong. Listen, if you're in leadership, you're going to have some tough, tough days, some tough weeks, some tough months. What's going to get you through is mental strength. You got to know that you got to know that God called you to do the job. Things may be turned upside down. Things may look ugly. Things may be going from bad to worse. But only be thou mentally strong and have the heart of a lion. Be courageous. Be bold. Stand your ground. Give not the enemy an inch. And you shall be victorious. So twice he says, be strong and of good courage. Mental strength, heart strength. Verse 6 and 7. But then in verse 9, look what God says. He says, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Now notice, God says, haven't I told you in verse 6 and 7 to be strong mentally and to be strong of heart? And then God adds the two negatives. He says, haven't I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Now here are the two negatives. Be not afraid. Do not fear. Neither be thou dismayed. Don't allow anything to throw you out of kilter. Don't allow anything to throw you into confusion. Don't allow anything in the church to throw you off balance. Why? For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. You don't go alone. Pastor, you don't go alone. Missionary, you don't go alone. Evangelist, you don't go alone. You may be alone. You may be the only one in the missionary team. You may be the one person going from village to village preaching the gospel, but you are not alone. God says, be of good courage. And he also says, be strong. Listen, things don't always go right. Sometimes things go sideways. That's right. Listen, Paul and Silas, were they not beaten and thrown into prison and put in stocks? But the question you have to ask yourself, were Paul and Silas rattled? Were they unsettled? Were they in distress? Were they knocked off balance? Were they thrown out of kilter? Were they thrown into great confusion? Not according to the book of Acts. What did they do? At midnight, they prayed and sang to God, and they were a witness to all the prisoners in the jail. They weren't crying. They weren't licking their wounds. They weren't lamenting that God had somehow abandoned them. No. What were they doing? They were singing and praising God. They were being strong and of good courage, because sometimes things go sideways. Sometimes things get ugly. But you got to remember, he called you to be strong and of good courage. And he also adds, don't do these two negatives. Do not fear and do not be dismayed. Listen, don't melt like wax in the heat of battle. Be like cement. Be strong. Be a pillar of strength, of courage. So, again, leaders, be not dismayed. Don't let anything that pops up in ministry throw you into confusion. Don't. Now, things get ugly, and they do. Just read the book of Acts, how many times the apostles were arrested and beaten for preaching Christ. And people are saying, well, where is God? Where are his angels? Don't his angels encamp around about the Lord's people? Aren't they there to protect? Well, sometimes God allows you to get arrested, and sometimes God allows you to be beaten and put in stocks. When Paul was out in a ship on his way to Rome in Acts 27, it says that his ship encountered a nor'easter, a Euroclydon. And the ship was being tossed to and fro for days. And God sent Paul an angel who said, "Fear not, Paul. You shall go to Rome. Don't be dismayed. Don't be rattled, Paul. Don't let your heart become unsettled. Don't be alarmed. Don't allow yourself to be thrown off balance. Why? I am God's messenger to you, and God says to you, you will stand before Caesar. This is just a storm, a passing storm, which you will survive, and everyone on this ship will survive. Church leaders, be not dismayed." Now, there's another chapter. This chapter is Joshua chapter 7. And in Joshua chapter 7, again, Joshua encounters a very confusing episode in his ministry. Let's turn to Joshua 7. Joshua has just completed one victory. He has just conquered Jericho. You know how they went around the city of Jericho numerous days and numerous times. And the walls of Jericho came come tumbling down. And what a great victory that was for Joshua and the children of Israel. And now God says, next is I. Go take that city, which was fewer in number and not as fortified as Jericho. And there Joshua has a crushing defeat. And he seems to be in dismay. It seems that this defeat that he suffers at Ai has knocked him sideways, has thrown him off balance, has thrown him out of kilter, has thrown him into great confusion. So let's see how God answers. Joshua chapter 7. Let's go to Joshua 7. We want to read from verses 1 through verse number 26. Joshua 7. Chapter 7, verse 1 through 26. Follow along with your Bible.
Chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, "Go up and view the country." And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, "Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few." So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, "O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us around, and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name?" And the Lord said unto Joshua, "Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee. O Israel, thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the cursed thing from among you. In the morning before ye shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, And the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning, and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarhites, and he brought the family of the Zarhites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua, and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua, and all Israel with him, took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day.
Now that provides content for the next verse that we want to read. And of course, Achan, or Achan, as we say in English, in American English, that's British English, this is American English, he sinned, he stole the silver, the wedge of gold, the Babylonian garment. And of course, he and his family were punished because they brought an accursed thing into their tent. They stole something that was supposed to be devoted to God completely. They stole a portion of it, kept it unto themselves to enrich themselves, and God judged them for it. Now, Joshua was apprehensive about going against Ai. He was just, what do I do now? We sent an army, a small army. They were defeated. They were routed. 36 men died, and all of the Canaanites were here. How we fled from this small group of enemies, and how we were routed, and how we were embarrassed. And so here in chapter 8, verse 1, notice what the Lord says. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismay. Again, doesn't that line up with Isaiah 41:10? Doesn't God say in Isaiah 41:10, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Again, the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into thy hands the king of Ai, and the people, and the city, and his land. And thou shalt do to Ai and her king as you did unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take for a prey unto yourselves, lay thee in ambush for the city behind it. So notice, after a surprising defeat, after an embarrassing defeat, because someone did not apply themselves to the law of God and stole, God now says to Joshua, everything's okay, everything is in order. Now go. Do not fear them, and do not be dismayed. You shall overcome them. So again, in ministry, in ministry, there are going to be some surprising defeats. And after you sort things out, and after you deal with the sin in the camp, because, listen, saints, the church loses any time there's sin in the camp. The church will be defeated as long as we have Achans in the church, people who are just greedy and people who just pursue worldly things. As long as those people remain among us, they bring the church down. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We, listen, saints, we live in this world, and we need the goods of this world, but we're not, we see them as things that we can utilize, but not things that we worship, not things that we pursue. Mammon is not our God. The Lord is our God. So here, God says to Joshua, when he starts ministry, do not fear, do not be dismayed. He says to him, be strong, be mentally strong and of good courage. And here in this episode in Joshua 7 and 8, God rectifies the sin that is in the camp. God allows Joshua to investigate and uncover the sin. And once that is done, God says, now you can go forward. Now you don't have to fear. Now you don't have to be dismayed. Now you will conquer. And so to all church leaders, God says, do not fear. Why? Because I am with thee. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and you shall have the victory no matter what surprises pop up. And they do. Ugly things pop up. Severe things pop up. Don't let them throw you off balance. What you do is what Joshua did. As soon as he suffered defeat, what did he do? Did he call a meeting? No. Did he call the board? No. Did he call the deacons? No. What did Joshua do? He went to the Lord in prayer. Again, notice what it says here in Joshua 7:6. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until eventide. And he and all the elders of Israel put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, alas, Lord. Alas, O Lord God. Wherefore have thou brought all the people over Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the enemy? He's asking God questions. God, what did you do? I'm confused. I don't understand what happened. You said you would be with us. You said to be strong and of good courage, and here we suffer this catastrophic defeat. How is it possible? He turned to God in prayer. We get our answers when we seek God in prayer. He reveals the sin. You see, at every step of the way, Joshua had God to lean on. He turned to God in prayer. He led the elders in turning to God in prayer because that's all we have. Because he said, I will be with thee. He said, I am thy God. That's why we turn to him, because he's got all the answers. He knows all the secrets. He knows all the secret things. He knows he's omniscient. He knows everything that's going on. You and I may be clueless, but not God. He'll direct us. He'll show us where the sin is. He'll show us how to unearth the sin. He'll show us how to rectify the sin. He'll show us. That's why he's there. That's why, again, in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I am God. I am omniscient. I know all things. I'm omnipresent. When Achan took the Babylonian garment and the wedge of gold and silver, no one saw him doing it. I saw him doing it. I knew what he was doing because I see all things. No one can hide their sin from me. This is why, again, we need not fear and we need not be dismayed, because although we don't see him because he's invisible, that does not mean that he's not there. He's there all the time, and he's available all the time. All you have to do is seek him in prayer. Well, we'll be back tomorrow to do lesson number 3 in the series. Either way, do not be dismayed. No matter what happens, you get thrown off balance, you get knocked out of kilter, you know what you do? Go to God. Get on your knees. Seek his face. And when you get up, you'll have the answer. When you get up off your knees, you'll have the victory. When you get up off your knees, you'll be back on track with the Lord. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you. Don't forget prayer in an hour and a half.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his love and care. Though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives.